On a chilly Saturday morning in CCO land, where it's 5 degrees below zero at 7:45. You know what that means. Time for another wine chat with our friend from Haskell's, Ted Farrell. Ted, good morning.
Good morning, Denny. How are you today?
I'm cozy. I'm lucky. I'm cozy.
That's key, you know, not to be psychic, but, you know, only a few weeks ago we were saying, hey, it's going to come and get us.
We were playing
with the house money for a long period of time, weren't we?
Indeed we were, and the other shoe did drop, but briefly, because there's going to be a break coming, beginning actually tomorrow evening, overnight. So that's good news. Well, what can we talk about this chilly morning?
Well, you know, the holiday season upon us, a lot of things going on, and what we've ramped up and pitched out right now is our holiday version of that 6 for $60, Denny. People love it so much, and we went through our archives and looked at what we had around the stores and also saw what was selling quite well. So we patched all these things together to put a little box together to make things easy for people to shop for the holidays, to, you know, nap one of these up and you're ready and raring for any kind of situation or a dinner party or what have you, whatever meal you might be serving, whatever situation you might have, you'll be ready and raring for it with this new holiday version of a 6 for $60. And it starts out with a really, really fun line. I mean, I'm very excited about this. It's Fog Mountain Brut Rosé, a very fun, sparkling wine. Goes through the Charmat method, which means, you know, they get they turn it into a rosé by the exposure to the Pinot Noir skin. It turns pink, but then in that big tank, they add the sugars and yeast to create that bubble in a tank rather than individually in the bottle, because that can get very expensive, and that's one reason why we can put it in there. But it was a very, very interesting wine, and I think a very fun wine, because it has a real robust pink flavor. And the interesting about it is when you put your nose in that in the glass and smell that bouquet, when I first smelt it, I thought to myself, oh, what did I do? I think I just bought a Jolly Rancher as far as a wine. I mean, this is going to be sweet and sugary. It smelt that kind of strawberry flavor to it. I mean, real intense, almost candy bouquet to it, which I at first was very apprehensive. But then I took a sip, and it is just quite simply delicious. It finishes off nice, bone dry. It's in between a Prosecco and a proper champagne as far as fizz. I mean, there's more fizz than a Prosecco, but it isn't the over-the-top carbonation. It's so approachable. It's so nice. And again, it was just one of those things, and I always say if I'm not humbled or I learn something in the wine industry every day, I'm not doing my job. Because again, I smelt that and I just thought, oh man, we purchased a candy factory here as far as just a sugary, sugary sweet wine. And it's so delightful. And it's a great way, you know, that particular bottle to start out. You have that chilled, you put it in a glass, people are showing up to your house. And just the coloration of the bottle, it's very, very festive. And it'll put people in the right mood to kind of get your party started, to get your gathering together. People will, you know, enjoy it because it's so approachable. And I think people will be surprised by it because, again, that real kind of almost candy store smell to it of the bouquet. But then once you drink it, there's no sugar whatsoever. And, you know, it's funny. A lot of people will say they don't like real sugary wines, but they like certain ones. But this one, I think, is just a delight. And it's so fun. We've carried Fog Mountain for quite a while. The other brands, they do a Pinot Noir, a Cabernet, a Field Blend, etc. But this one in particular is just a great surprise and really fun. And we're really proud to slide that in the bottle or into the box for that 6 for $60. Next, we have a Craft Creamery Chardonnay. Now, this one's a little bit more of your kind of classic Chardonnay out of California. The actual winery, I believe, is in Napa Valley, but they source grapes all throughout the Central Coast as well. This one is your classic Chardonnay. This one has great vanilla notes to it. It's very approachable. And one thing I was thinking when we did this, and I thought it was in our family, my mother makes a lovely oyster stew on Christmas Eve that is just delicious. It's rich. It's full of cream and butter. And this one would be a match made in heaven with that. You don't have to serve it, obviously, with a little oyster stew. This, as far as just a nice aperitif, when people are coming over, you have that poured, or if you're just doing something simple like cheeses and charcuterie and things like that, wonderful little way to get things going. And again, it's not over the top, but there is a little bit more vanilla hue to it, which, you know, kind of looks rich, a little bit buttery. And, you know, in this cold weather like this, a warm or a nice Chardonnay that has a nice robust flavor to it, a bigger body to it, is just a way to do it because it will warm up your soul. Once you come in from out this cold and you try some of that, hopefully maybe with a little bit of that oyster stew, it is a wonderful little wine, just so, so approachable. Next, we jump into one of my favorites is Casa Ferrelli Chianti. Now, I got some shame on this one, Denny, because it's Ferrelli. It's a little joint venture between our friends, the wine people over in Italy, Stefano Girelli and the Farrell family kind of joined together. We worked together, find this blend, and we put it in the bottle, and it's just fantastic. And I kind of waxed a little nostalgic because I remember recommending Chianti's years ago. My father looked at the replenishment reports and was like, why is your store selling so much Chianti during Christmas? You should be selling Cabernets or Pinot Noirs or all that type of stuff. I quite frankly told him, well, Dad, that's what people are wanting because that's what they're eating. And he looked at me in a typical fashion. People eat goose on Christmas. And I thought to myself, no, Dad, they don't. Dickens and all those folks eat goose. Most of the people who are coming in because they have a large group said they're doing lasagna, they're doing big spaghetti, they're doing that because it's an easy meal. And he thought I just grew a second head as far as telling so many people eat those bigger things. And the Chianti is so great with that. And this one in particular, you know, it sounds kind of funny or it sounds so basic. But, you know, there's a little bit of astringency on it, a little bit of acidity on it that's on that backside of it. But trust me, I had it the other night with a little bit of pizza. We also made a little side pasta dish as well. It goes so, so brilliantly. The Sangiovese grape inside that particular wine is just fantastic. And there is something about those tomato sauces that, you know, it's the acidity of the tomato that combines with that, which when you taste the wine by itself, it's one thing. And then you taste that wine with a dish like that, and in the both, you know, it changes so much. The dynamic of the wine changes. The flavoration changes. Again, it's a little bit of the acidity from the pasta. It's that the strength of the Sangiovese. And it's just a match made in heaven. And I know that's a real generic, you know, example per se. Well, you have Chianti with an Italian wine. But it is a true match made in heaven. Wonderful wine, and I am a little braggadocious since our name is on that. And it's a great, great Chianti as well. Next, we have Provinera Pinot Noir. And again, now I'll be biased. Pinot Noir is so universal, it goes so well with anything. So this is kind of your middle reliever in the bullpen, per se, Denny, where this one, no matter what you're going to serve or what you're going to eat during these days, during the holidays, you can pull out this Provinera. And it will go so well. You know, it's a little bit richer. It's a little bit bolder, kind of on that California style. It isn't as light as, per se, some of the Bourgogne Rouges or a Burgundy. But it's so nice. They get it about a little bit of exposure to oak as far as, I think it's about 10, 15% new oak. But a lot of it is older oak. So the nuances of it are a little bit more subtle on the backside as far as, you know, you get that kind of nice kind of raspberry-esque notes to it up front, maybe even a little bit of black cherry, but then there's a little bit of that kind of toasted oak kind of flavor to it on the backside. But it isn't over the top, quite frankly, on certain wines. When they expose those things to oak, they like to use a little bit older barrel, maybe 2 or 3 years older. It does impart flavor, but it doesn't overdo it. You know, some of these wineries love to use brand new oak every year. And some of those wines can be over the top where you don't know what to serve it with. You might have to serve it with a chainsaw because there's so much oak into it that you need to cut through all that. This one is not the case, but it's a nice universal Pinot Noir that goes well with whether it is that Charles Dickens goose or if you're having chicken or if you're going to do that lasagna, it's a great one as well. Next we have we've talked about it in the past, my favorite little Australian wine, Koala Ranch, but this is the Cabernet Petit Verdot, kind of a classic Bordeaux-style blend as far as Cab and the Petit Verdot. This is a soft, elegant wine, but if you're going to kind of do a beef tenderloin, something like that, it's terrific. This is the one that we're also so proud of because it won some advertising awards. The label is so simple. It's the three dots in a wine glass that mimic a koala's face. It's great, but you know, it's not a huge, robust wine, but it's a very elegant wine. And the interesting thing, that Petit Verdot, and that just shows you the power of blending wine, really softens the edges of Cabernet. So some people, when you're stepping in and tasting a Cabernet, you're thinking you're going to, you know, have this big, powerful, huge wine, and oftentimes you do. But in this one in particular, there's a little bit of elegance to it. That Petit Verdot really softens the edge. You know, Cabernet itself has a little bit of an austere spine to it in the back finish, and that Petit Verdot softens it up. And it will go so well, especially, you know, if you're doing a little bit of a tenderloin or something like that for the holiday season, it is terrific. Or any kind of beef, or if you're a bold person and you want to run outside, you could throw maybe something on the grill and enjoy it that way. Speaking of something on the grill, Denny, and I don't think I'm totally pandering, but I had to throw in a Malbec just for you, my friend.
Bravo.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking, you know, sometimes I do good. With that, we have the Loscano Malbec. Now, Loscano Malbec, we've carried now for about 6 years or so, give or take. And this one is one of those wines that if you are doing some big, heavy beef, whether you are aggressive and you're going to throw in the parka and go grill some steaks or that kind of thing, this is your critter for that. And it's a classic Malbec that has rich, deep tones. And even when I poured all these wines out, and I had them in a line, you look, and that Malbec was just dark, rich, full-flavored wine, nice little spice finish to it, but a very, very bold wine. And it is amazing how that Malbec was an interesting wine when it was in Europe, as far as down in the Cohol region. You know, it was a real regional wine, not too popular, per se. Then once the migrants went down to Argentina and planted it in the Andes Mountains, it really just found its own and just developed into a great, great wine as far as the alluvial soils of the Andes Mountains, that high climate. It just thrived and turned into just a world-renowned wine. And as you well know, Denny, I mean, I know it's one of your favorites, so yep. Hopefully I don't see any brownie points on this one, but it's just a rich, great wine. A rich, great wine, very bold, and again, if you're going to do a bigger red meat. Yeah, I mean, it will still hang in there with turkeys and things like that, but I mean, this is the one you want to pull out if you're going, you know, big red on the table.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm thinking about ribs tonight. I already shoveled my way to the grill, and I think I'll stop by, maybe I'll stop by the Excelsior Haskell's and pick up. So a texter says, did Ted say 6 for $60? Is that the right price? Yes. 6 for $60. Great wines at that price. It's just a fantastic idea, as I've said in the shows past. Well, Ted, tell everybody about Haskell's and where we can find these good ideas.
Well, there's 6 for $60s in all the locations all throughout the metro area, starting with our store right in downtown Minneapolis with lots of free parking on the weekends. We have a Haskell's in Minnetonka right across from the Ridgedale Shopping Center. There's a Haskell's in Highland Village on Ford Parkway. We also have a Haskell's out in Bloomington and Lowman's Plaza. I don't think you'll be out on the lake today, but we do have a Haskell's right in downtown Excelsior. You could always sneak into our pub and have a burger and pick up your 6 for 60 right next door. Or you could also go out to White Bear Lake. We also have a Haskell's right out in Stillwater. If you're headed out east, down south, right off of 35, there's a Haskell's in Faribault. We also have a Haskell's right off of Rockford Road in Plymouth. If you're headed on north, stop by our Supercellar in Maple Grove. It's a sight to be seen. And if you can't do any of that on a cold day like this, you want to stay home all curled up and bundled up in front of the fire, you can stop by Haskell's.com 24/7, place your order, and we can even deliver it for you, Denny.
That's a great idea. All right, Ted, thanks so much. You stay warm, and we'll connect next Saturday.
We'll swap barbecue tips, how we survive.
Absolutely, and especially with that Malbec. All right. Thanks, Ted. We'll talk next week.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ted Farrell from Haskell's.